Hey everyone, with Halloween just around the corner, I thought I'd do a podcast tonight about UFOs. Yeah. I'm not really all into the Halloween stuff, but I do believe in ghost spirits, and I'm fascinated by the UFO theory. I do believe in aliens. I think they're out there. I think they're friendly ones and unfriendly ones. The whole interest in aliens for me and UFOs came from years of watching the X-Files. Corrupted me. I shouldn't say it really corrupted me. It broadened my mind and my experience to the world of the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. SETI. Never had a close encounter. Well, actually, yeah, I have. I guess, according to something, there's like 8 degrees of close encounters, with like the 8th degree, more or less, meaning like you get laid by an alien. I think like the first is just you sense something. I don't know. Well, anyways, I had like one of the first or second degrees. I saw something that could not be explained. An unidentified flying object. So I guess really that's all the criteria you need. I got all really excited, and it's probably just like an asteroid or some shit like that. But, you know, I get really excited. The reason I decided to make this podcast tonight is because there's an unusual amount of air traffic tonight in the sky. And yes, I just so happened to see something that looked like an unidentified flying object, and I got real excited, and I was like, whoa, there's a UFO, and then it just turned out to be an airplane, and I was really disappointed. Happens a lot. But, yeah. I think there is life on other planets, too, and I think aliens know about us. I think they visited us for a while now. And if you know anything about alien theory, there's been historical documentation of UFOs the whole way back, way even before Roswell. There's loose interpretations in the Bible, and, you know, the whole nine yards. And there's like a medieval painting or something that has like a UFO in the background. I forget the name of it. It's like by a Renaissance guy. But anyways, you know, there's this theory connected with it, and it goes with the movie Stargate, if any of you guys have seen it, with Kurt Russell. It's like a huge nerd film, but it's actually pretty decent if you have an open mind, like I do. And it talks about the ancient astronaut theory, and more or less what that is it's huge and existential to our religious beliefs. Because our whole basis on religion, more or less, came from aliens under the ancient astronaut theory. Like, the aliens are our gods. You ever saw Stargate? Well, I won't spoil it for you. But anyways, the theory more or less explains that aliens were here, visited our planet thousands and thousands of years ago, and that's how, you know, the Egyptians were able to build, like, such huge monumental structures, like pyramids and all that. And I can't help but tend to agree somewhat and side with that. It's because it took them forever to make something like that. It didn't actually take them that long, but, you know, it was huge. How'd they have all the people to do it? So, yeah, but that's what I think. And I don't even know what these aliens would look like. But I guess if they helped us build a huge structure, like the pyramids, I guess it'd be nice enough to, or, you know, if they're nice enough to do that, they'd be nice enough to be nice. That didn't make any sense. But, hey, just a theory. Anyways, I'm running out of time, so. With that said, everyone have a happy and safe Halloween and a great weekend. Good night. Peace and love.